What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah. No, it's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one shot a weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to another episode of the Police Academy podcast. If you remember, you are probably listening to this, or at least could have listened to this, on November 9th. If you're not, then you're getting this quite a bit later, probably about 2 weeks. This episode is another letter from an officer, one of those door-to-door conversations, kind of sharing his heart on and thoughts and feelings on what is going on in our country right now, whether it's worth it to be a cop anymore, all of that, right? I asked for these responses and am now getting through them. So this is another one of those. We've got some interviews coming up as well. A couple of cool dudes from retired NYPD guys that I'll be going on their show, and they'll probably come on this one as well. So stay tuned for that. If you are not a member, don't forget to go check us out on Patreon. Our t-shirt giveaway is happening very soon. We're giving 10 of these Badge Life t-shirts away once we hit a certain number of members. And then if you become a member of our top tier membership, you also get... We still have a few of our first 50 limited edition tumblers left, so go check that out as well. Listen, I want to get these tumblers out of my house. Now, granted, I'll have to order more once these are gone. They won't be the same ones because these are the limited edition ones, but I want to get these gone. We have a, wow, super unprofessional. Who left that phone there? We want to get these out so that we can do our... I'm muting my other stuff now, too, because I'm an idiot. So that we can do our Tumblr challenge, which is a contest for all of our top-tier members who have a Tumblr and want to submit photos and or video with a Tumblr in it doing crazy stuff, basically. So, and the winner of that gets to come on the show, among other things, including a gift card. And I can't remember all the things. I should have that in front of me, but I don't. But it's a long list of awesome things that you get for winning that challenge, but you got to have a Tumblr to be part of it. Now, if you want the Tumblr and you don't want to pay, it's like $14 a month for the top full access tier. Well, listen, nothing is holding you into that membership level forever. To be honest, I won't be offended if you become a top tier member, get the Tumblr, and you know, stick around for a little while, and then maybe adjust your membership level so it's not so expensive every month. I won't be offended. Okay, if you sign up for 1 month, get the Tumblr, and then leave completely, I won't be offended, but that will cost us money. So that's not very nice. So don't do that. Anyways, go check that out. That's at patreon.com, patreon.com. Not only are you supporting this show, you're getting more content and you're supporting law enforcement at large, because we are speaking for our officers who do not have a voice right now. And right now that's extremely important. So please go check that out. If you want to support law enforcement in any way, you can do that there by simply sending like $4 a month is our lowest level membership. It's automatic. You'll never even notice it in your budget. Don't have to do anything to do it. As far as, you know, a continuing thing, it just comes out of your card or your check, banking account, whatever, checking account every month, and out of sight, out of mind, right? It's $4. It's less than one cup of coffee at Starbucks. So, and you'd be supporting an actual like good business, not Starbucks. All right, let's jump into this. This is a 5.5 year officer from a big city in Iowa. Yes, they have big cities there as well. And he says, quote, "I've been a little behind on your content and have been doing a little catching up. And I hear you're looking for some input on what is talked about between officers. Well, I will say that from what I have heard on your podcast lately, you're right on how we are feeling here. For the most part, we serve a community who supports us pretty well. And I think that we have a chief, city administrator, and mayor who would stand behind behind us if something went down. Luckily, we haven't had an incident to put that to the test, and I hope we don't. However, with the recent happenings in Atlanta, it has us all uneasy. As you know, it doesn't matter where you work, you can find yourself in a situation just as those officers at any moment through the course of a shift. We've watched the video over and over and have all come to the same conclusion. Textbook use of deadly force. This is talking about the Rashard Brooks incident in Atlanta, Georgia. The officer was arrested for, I can't honestly remember the exact charge right now. But yeah, so he's talking about the Rashard Brooks incident. It was a good shoot. Every cop knows that. Continuing, good shoot. Why the fuck is that officer in jail? The older guys in the department are saying, sure glad I can retire soon, or I sure feel sorry for you guys, knowing that we have plenty of time left to serve. We've all sacrificed so much to get into law enforcement and while working in LE, law enforcement. Well, now what? Is it worth it anymore? Do I really want to be thrown in jail because I had to defend myself or my partner just because my current social political or the current social political climate doesn't agree with it? What the hell am I going to do now? Like most other cops, I feel like I was meant for law enforcement and I love being a cop and serving my community. But now you get calls. Sorry, but now going to calls, you can't help but wonder how it might go down. Are you going to do something you were trained to do and be criminally punished for it? Am I going to hesitate and get myself or someone else killed? Cameras in your face and people yelling fuck 12 at you because of what some shitty ass hole cop in Minneapolis did. I don't know, man. Basically, we're all kind of sitting and waiting. What is going to actually happen in Atlanta? I sure don't think that officer will be convicted of felony murder because it's not. But then again, I never thought he'd be charged in the first place. You know, if he happens to be convicted of anything, though, I know I'll probably be looking to get out. There's also the talk among us officers about what will happen if they get rid of qualified immunity, which, by the way, is starting to happen around the country. I have noticed the term blanket immunity being used on a lot of social media, insinuating that we can basically do whatever we want and get away with it. I definitely think qualified immunity is something that the general public has absolutely no idea what it actually is. I guess to sum it all up, morale is definitely down. Being proactive is becoming less and less, partially due to COVID, but not looking to throw ourselves into a shit sandwich. We are all concerned and worried about the future. Maybe keeping our eyes and ears open for a possible career change, which sucks. And we're pissed off. Sorry for the vent session there, but it's weighing pretty heavily on us all. I pray for our brothers and sisters across the U.S. that they stay safe and that none of them are tossed away for doing their jobs. Thank you, Terrence, for being a voice for us and speaking out. Ultimately, I think that is what we need. That and the silent majority to finally say enough is enough. We aren't putting up with this shit anymore. Thanks again for the good work, for the work that you have done and are currently doing. We definitely appreciate it. End quote. So there it is. You know, for all of you who have asked me, if I think it's worth getting back into law enforcement, well, I go both ways. It depends on the day, to be honest. Sometimes, you know, I find myself going, man, I told my wife this, I've never wanted to put the uniform back on more than now, because I want to be out there with my brothers and sisters in blue at a time like this. But at the same time, I know if I was out there right now, I'd probably be taking some college classes, right? I'd be making sure that I have some secondary and tertiary options lined up. And there are, I think, more so than any time in recent history, more cops in that situation where they've got an eye on the door. You know, cops go into a public place, most of them, because they understand the reality of the world that we live in, that shit can happen anywhere. And because of their training, they know where the exits are. And a lot of officers are waking up to the fact that they need to implement that same tactic in their professional career. And that is a smart thing to do. I'm not saying, and this officer isn't saying, it doesn't seem that we're not saying that it's time to leave, that good officers should just give up because our society is fucked up, which it is. But, you know, it seems this officer is echoing kind of my sentiment on this as well. And that is that there's a lot of uneasiness right now in the law enforcement realm, in the community. It's like, man, when you see an incident like Rashard Brooks, and this is not a subjectivity thing. This is an education issue. It isn't because police officers are biased that they see the Rashard Brooks incident as a good shoot. It's because they actually understand the legal requirements for that to be a good shoot. They understand what it is like to be in those officer's shoes and what they can and cannot do legally. The reason that I'd say the majority of the public doesn't understand why that was a good and legal use of deadly force. And then there's that smaller percentage that thinks that they immediately call it murder, is not because they just simply have a different opinion or perspective. It's because they're uneducated. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And they're responding simply on emotion. That's not to say that people on the police side and in the law enforcement community don't respond to emotion to certain things. But when it comes to stuff like this, there is a legal standard. And yeah, it's hard to watch somebody get shot and killed. The public is not ready for that. They've proven that. And, but the divide there is in knowledge, in education. And a lot of people in our society right now are not willing to be educated. You try to explain these situations to someone and you don't parrot the same words and phrases that community, that part of our society and our culture requires you to say, then you're just a racist and a bigot and you hate Black people, or, well, in this case, Rashard Brooks is Black, but you're immediately labeled something atrocious and evil and terrible, and therefore we can ignore you because we can ignore everything you're saying, even if it's based on actual experience, education, and training, because of all these things that you must be now because you don't agree with us. So that's where this divide continues to grow. We have one side ignoring any sort of evidence and facts because they choose to follow the emotional, ride that emotional roller coaster because it feels great. And they don't want to accept the possibility that they might be, their initial reactions to these things might be incorrect. And then we have the other side that's looking at the actual evidence. You know, Jacob Blake, again, the evidence is right there. It was there from the beginning. Dude's fighting with the officers. He's a violent offender and wanted for sexual assault. He's got a knife in his hand, is trying to get into a vehicle as the officers are wrestling with him, and he gets shot for it. You know, a lot of people react emotionally to that. Why'd they shoot him? But if you actually look at the information, it's pretty damn obvious. So, yeah, I mean, this is a lot of officers are in these shoes. This officer, you know, confirms the feelings that I have on it, that there's a lot of just consternation out there right now about what's going to happen. And it really comes down to, and this is kind of my answer when people ask this, like, you need to look at the agency that you're working for and the politics in your area, because ultimately that is one of the biggest factors that will affect whether or not you get, as an officer, you get crucified for doing your job, right? I mean, the officer in Atlanta was charged by a political, because they are elected, district attorney who is running up for re-election, and he's, you know, he's a Democrat. So the Democratic talking points are all anti-police, defund the police, like the police are bad, all this stuff. So he was in a context or an environment politically that is dangerous. So you have to look at that. If you're actively in law enforcement, if you're trying to get a job, look at the way that the agency and the community and the politicians in those areas, the courts treat the officers and are oriented to the officers, but also realize that those things change. Elections happen, DAs change, mayors change, police chiefs change. So you're still, even if you sign on with a department that's squared away from top to bottom in this regard and they back up their officers, I mean, that could change tomorrow. Police chief might get fired, might retire, whatever. And that could flip in the complete opposite direction. So policing has been becoming more and more complicated every year, every decade. There's police officers are no longer, it is a true professional career. You have to actually be knowledgeable and intelligent and a thinker to be a good police officer these days, because there's a lot to know. And now this is just another layer added onto that that profession. Police officers sign up knowing that they're going to face risks as part of this career. But now you have to sign up knowing that you could lose your livelihood and lose everything, be charged criminally and put in prison, even if you do everything right. And that's a whole different level of risk. And that's not right. So that's what we're working to fix. That's why we're reading, you know, officers' thoughts on this stuff now for everyone to hear, because you're not going to hear this in the media. So there it is. That's it for this one. We'll get more out to you guys as soon as we can. Thank you again, all of you, for joining. To our members, much love. Thanks for being there, for supporting the show and being part of the conversation. Our members have access to a private chat server, which we talk about this stuff all the time on. A lot of officers on there, as well as up and comings, people in the academy and or trying to get to the academy and get a job. So lots of crosstalk there, people helping each other out, which is awesome. Another benefit of being a member over at Patreon. So hope to see more of you over there soon. We'd love to have you and to have that support so that we can do more and support the law enforcement community and give our officers in the United States, at least, a greater voice. Because again, they don't have one right now. So go check it out. Patreon.com. We'll see you all next time. As always, do good, be strong, stay free.